podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Some Cochrane reviews look at the prevention of injury. With the help of a Health Research Board Fellowship, Clodagh Cashman from Dublin and Ireland has worked with an international team of authors to prepare a new review of the effects of alcohol and drug screening of people who drive for a living.
Alcohol and drug abuse are serious public health problems around the world, and testing people for alcohol and drugs in the workplace is a common intervention, especially for those who drive for a living. For example, in Ireland, everyone who works on the railway may be tested before a shift, if given 24 hours notice. But testing is costly. An estimate from the USA a couple of years ago put the figure for testing 5% of the working population at close to $350 million. We did this Cochrane review to find out whether alcohol and drug screening of people whose occupation involves driving had an effect on injuries. We searched the literature and found nearly 6,000 potentially relevant publications. After working our way through these, we had 19 full publications that were suitable for detailed consideration for the review. Out of these, only two studies could be included. These reported the type of information we needed on injury or death in relation to screening people who drive for a living for alcohol and drugs. These two studies were time series studies, which, together, provided some limited evidence to answer our question. Both studies have been done in the USA. One used national injury data to investigate the effects of the introduction of mandatory testing. The other study took place across five large transportation companies and examined the effects of legislation for alcohol and drug testing. Both studies looked at trends over time, which can be difficult to interpret, as things other than the introduction of testing might also have changed. Cultural attitudes to drinking and driving, safety in vehicle design, and the layout of roads will also have evolved. In the first study, reported in 1999, large truck fatal accidents reduced from about 4 for every 100 million miles travelled in 1984 to 2.5 per 100 million miles in 1997. This coincided with the introduction of federally mandated drug testing. In the second study, which was published more recently, in 2005, the investigation on the effects of screening on injury rates in five companies found that screening for alcohol and drugs increased the rate of the pre-existing decline in the yearly injury rate. Therefore, combining these two studies provides some evidence that mandatory testing can be effective in reducing injuries in the long term. Our review supports a continuation of the current practice of testing occupational drivers for alcohol and drugs, but the findings do not tell us for certain that such testing is worthwhile, given the large amount of tests and the relatively small number of injuries prevented. There are other approaches that might be worth trying to see if they would be better than testing. For example, a trial in which half the drivers receive standard screening practice and the other half receive a behavioural intervention designed to reduce the abuse of alcohol and drugs might reveal whether there are more effective strategies than screening.
To find out more about this research, you can read Clodagh's review at www.cochrane.org.